The opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
All right. Welcome back. Nice to be speaking with you today. My name's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital Management. And if you've heard the show before, we got a great one planned for you. We're going to do the market update and get on to some other great segments. We've got another guest segment today, which I always think's fun. And for those of you that just joined us, I'll give you a breakdown. I'll tell you kind of how we do things. So we start off every show with a segment on the market and just talking about, you know, what's going on and the things that we're paying attention to and that we're, you know, excited about, worried about, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then we dig into some more economic topics, maybe revisit one of our favorite segments that we run is called the Financial Advisor Challenge. So that's where we arm you with questions to ask your own financial advisor, like we say on the show all the time. The number one job or the number one thing that we're trying to accomplish is educating people. Now, typically, that turns into people calling or you know, wanting to talk to us. But, you know, if nothing else, if we can just leave you with some good advice or some good information, arm you with some education, that's the goal. And you know, we believe we take care of it on that side of things and the business side of it takes care of itself. So if you're just joining us for the first time, hopefully we'll have some good information for you. We try to make it a little more enjoyable than the typical financial shows. You know, some of those things read like infomercials and makes me just want to pound my head against the window when I'm driving down the road. So we're not just going to talk about asset allocation or diversification. We're actually going to get into some topics. So let's get started. Let's get into the market update. You know, what happened with the market this week? Well, surprise, surprise, it went up. Now, don't turn the channel if you're sitting there going, oh, this is a trading show. We're not traders, we're investors. But what the market does on a week-to-week basis does not change what we do. I think if you're not paying attention to it, I really don't know how you collect a fee from clients, because when things change, and I think we can all attest to this, we live in a different age. And when things change, they seem to change much faster these days. Cycles happen quicker these days. Part of it is information flow with the internet. Part of it is, you know, automated trading or robotic trading. But you've got to be able to pivot. And not trade. You know, there's occasionally trades that we do, but we're investors. And I just, there are exceptions to the rule, and this isn't bagging on anybody else or the way other firms do it. You know, I just know I look at the greatest investors in the history of the world, and they weren't traders. You know, they make some trades here and there, but they were investors. They bought when things were unpopular and underpriced and underappreciated, and they sell when it's euphoric. And that's the way that we approach it. So in that vein, we got to pay attention to markets. And one of the fun things to pay attention to the markets are the fact they just keep going up. And it's really amazing. It really is. And again, if you heard the show before, we focus a lot on valuations. Okay, so looking down at the, you know, getting down to the brass tacks, getting down to the substance of what's going on. There's a lot of talk right now about how earnings improved and earnings are up 10%. And what does that mean? Does that mean When you say earnings are up 10%, I'm expecting to see a chart that shows that this last quarter is sequentially better than the one before it. But that's not what's happening. If you look at why earnings are better this year, or 10% better, as people say, and you hear it, I mean, just turn on CNBC. They're like a, it's like a market cheerleader, right? They only believe that markets can go one way. And if you think that they can go any other way, that, you know, you're just out to lunch. But if we look at the valuations, right? What are stocks trade? What are we buying these stocks for? What are they trading for in relation to how much money they make? And again, for those of you that tune in every week or that hear me, or maybe just happen to be driving and you're held hostage in your car, we focus on valuations a lot because that's the name of the game, right? Investing, what we're doing in investing is we are buying expected future cash flows. And the cheaper we can get those, the more successful the investment will be, period. That's all there is to it, right? We get caught up in stock movements and this is up 2% and all that. At the end of the game, at the end of the day, it's very simple. We want to buy future streams of cash flows, and we want to pay as little for those future streams of cash flows as we possibly can, because the cheaper we buy them, the more money we make. And so when you look at buying an overvalued stock, that doesn't always mean that it's not going to keep going up, right? It's overvalued already. And again, I hate to give direct advice on what those are, because I don't want to give trading advice on the show. Obviously, we have those conversations with our clients, but it's not something I want to get on the air for regulatory reasons and all that kind of stuff. But if you look at a lot of these companies right now, you know, go look at Microsoft. It's a great company doing good things with great products. As a matter of fact, the revolution they've done on the hardware side of things, if anybody hasn't used a Surface before, it's a great product. They're taking market share away from Apple. But go look at the price you're paying for the stock. And then look at the rate of revenue growth over the last 5 years. You're buying a stock that is just maxed out in terms of value. It's priced like a small growth stock. You want to see something more obscene? Go look at ExxonMobil. And why I said it's amazing watching what the market does is because the market doesn't care right now. Right? Right now, it doesn't care. It will. When? Who knows? That's a fool's game. Not trying to figure that out. But it will care at some point. Always has. Always has. And we are now in the second highest valued stock market in all times. And when people tell you that's not the case, now, some of this is opinion, right? I always say on the show, I want to keep fact out. But what we're always going to do is lay out the facts. There's a lot of different ways to look at the way that stock markets are valued. Everybody's got their preferred method. We happen to use the Warren Buffett method, which is where we look at the entire output of an economy and we compare that to the combined value of all the stocks in that particular economy, right? So stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, on the, you know, trading on the NASDAQ, you know, all that. We want to add them all up, the Russell 2000, and do that comparison. And part of the reason we look at that is because, A, it gives you a really good picture, right? How much more are stocks valued than the entire size of the economy? Because if stocks, if an economy is outputting, let's say, $10 billion a year, and you add up all the stocks, and the stocks are worth, you know, $15 billion a year, right? And I'm using, let's make it $10 trillion a year and make it similar numbers, but $10 trillion a year. And then all, you add up all the stocks and they're worth $15 trillion a year. Right then, lights should be flashing, because how can the stocks be worth 50% more than the entire size of the economy? And if you stop and think about that, you'd go, huh, yeah, that's true. That really doesn't make sense. Well, on that metric, we are number two. Only one other time has it been more expensive. That's 1999. And right there, right in the mix, is 1929, which predated the Great Depression. Now, there are different factors playing in today, and I'm not suggesting that it's going to end the exact same way. What I am suggesting is that we're in rarefied air. It doesn't get much better than this. And so the way that we're looking at it is we're saying, look, if your strategy over the long term and to fund your retirement, looking at today, is just to buy and hold stocks on the S&P 500, at the very least, you're going to have much lower realized rates of return going forward for the next decade. Why? Because all the good news is priced in. We got record prices here. So that means that we need to do some different things. We need to look in different directions. We need to make sure there's a portion of our portfolio that's protected against loss. We need to make sure there's a portion of our portfolio that's still exposed to this kind of stuff. So if it keeps going up, we make money with it. We need to make sure that we've got some international exposure to other markets that are trading at much cheaper valuations than the S&P 500. And it comes down to diversification. So anyway, we're going to do a little bit. I overshot, got a little bit off topic there. We're going to finish up on the market update because there's some other things I want to get to in the next segment. We're all, like I said, we're also going to have a special guest with us here in the studio coming up. We're also going to talk about some of the economic news that has come out recently and then fill you in on a client talk that I had recently that I think is very prescient and will really illustrates what it is that we're talking about. You know, give you some facts and examples from a recent client that called in the conversation that we had. So hang with us. And again, for those of you that are just joining us, you can give us a call at 866-779-RISK or visit the radio show website at knowyourriskradio.com and download podcasts. You can give us a call and set up a complimentary portfolio review and also get, you know, some of the booklets and informational pieces that we put out, like our Common Sense Investing. But anyway, we got to run, got to take a quick break. Hang with us, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to the show. And for those of you just joining us, remember, you can always go to Know Your Risk Radio and get our podcasts. You know, if you just pick up part of the episode, you want to hear more about what we're talking about. We got a lot of good stuff on there. Great interviews, great information. But I teased this a little bit earlier, and we got a special guest host in the radio. I don't think he likes it when I call him a guest, though.
I'm hosting?
Does he?
I didn't know I was hosting.
Well, I mean, yeah, I've got to add as much punch to this as I can.
All right,
here.
I'm hosting.
This is a big get for us.
Host with most.
Getting Dory Monson on the air with us today, and the voice of Seattle, as I euphemistically refer to him as.
And see you, Zach. Crazy times, man.
It is crazy times. Yeah. We were laughing when you walked into the studio. Markets are up, which is a big change.
Yeah.
Right. And I know you've gone all in. You're buying Facebook and Amazon.
The more scared I get, the higher it seems to go. But that's what we've been talking about from when you and I first started talking on the radio. And that is when everybody else is bullish, that's usually a good time to pull back a little bit. So I'm a little nervous about where we're at, but we'll just keep printing money. We'll just build this house on sand. Who cares?
Yeah, it's like I said to my mom when I was a kid. You know, what do you mean we're out of money, Mom? You've got checks left in your books.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That's exactly right.
We'll just keep writing them.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't understand the finer points of finance back then, obviously. But what is your take? Everybody hears what I have to say so often about all this stuff. When you're looking at this, and I know you don't do it for a living, but you're more astute than the average cat running around. What do you see going on out
there?
Well,
we're just printing money. And we've done this before where we just inflate the economy. And, you know, at some point it all comes due. and you know the $20 trillion in debt. And every time there is some attempt to whittle away at that, then everybody is just screaming bloody murder. Like if a budget gets released, as there was a couple of weeks ago, that says we're going to slow down spending, not decrease spending, just slow it down, slow down the increase a little bit. And everybody, you know, oh, you're going to kill people then. and so any attempt to get things under control in our economy and the way we overspend, the way we're going into debt as a nation, it's just used as this political pawn, and I think that's really dangerous. And I don't think, you know, just as a family that makes $60,000 a year, they can't afford $250,000 in household debt, and our nation can't afford where we're at right now.
No, I know. And the thing that concerns me the most, and I know that you talk about this on the show, which made the partnership, you know, obvious from our sure. point of view. But the thing that concerns me the most is the average investor out there correlates so much of the economy with the market. So they see markets going up every single day, and to them, that's a green light, right? It's all things are good.
Yeah, and God bless them. It's been a great ride.
Right.
It's been a wonderful ride, but you know, if people have just gotten into the market since 2008, then you can be deluded into thinking that it's a one-way street and that way points up. But if you've been through a couple of these things, like I have in 87 and 2000 and 2008, then you know that eventually things mellow out a little bit.
Right.
And I'm afraid this could be a harsh mellow coming up here.
Yeah. Well, like you and I talk about, too. And for those of you that haven't heard us or haven't heard the show before, it's, you know, we're not pessimistic. We're not sitting there. It really even has nothing to do with the fact that the markets, you know, the Dow's at 21,215. It has nothing to do with that. It's the valuations you're paying for the underlying securities.
Yeah.
Right. And I want people to understand that.
One thing I complimented you on before we went on the air, and that I'll mention again here, because I've, you know, you're a great sponsor on my show. And when I talk about you on the show, I've been mentioning this booklet you've put together, because it's, you know, it's tough to explain exactly what the philosophy is, but you've put together this great color booklet, Common Sense Investing. I know you send it out to people free of charge, no obligation. And then they can see, they can take, you know, a few minutes. It only takes a few minutes. It's 12 pages. It's really concise. But they can see what your philosophy is, and they can decide if it makes sense for them. But I think you've laid things out in a real clear, compelling way that even when things are going up, as they have been, it's still prudent to not be all in and, you know, have all your eggs in one basket. So, you know, I'd encourage people to reach out and get this booklet you've put together, because it's very cool, and it very concisely lays out what you're all about.
Yeah, well, and I appreciate that. I was pleased with the way it turned out. And it's got the, like we talk about all the time, no opinion, just the facts. It's got the data in there. So you can look at it and draw your own conclusions. And I think one of the things to point out, we were talking about this off the air, but is the Warren Buffett value indicator that he follows. And I think it's interesting to note, you and I haven't talked about this, but if you look at Warren Buffett's company right now, Berkshire Hathaway, it's got a $400 billion market cap, okay? For those of you that don't know what that means, it means the entire size of his company, it's worth $405 billion. And several things in that company. He just owns companies outright, right? They buy entire companies. But the other part of the company is they've got $135 billion in stock, okay? Right now, he's got also about $105 billion in cash.
Right.
So his cash pile is virtually the exact, almost the exact same percentage as his stockpile. Stock.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's the highest percentage he's ever had cash to stock at any point
that.
In Berkshire Hathaway's history.
Yeah. And this is one of the world's greatest investors. So, yeah, that might, and I know a lot of people who have pulled back a little bit here, and they're afraid of just this runaway upward trend, and they're thinking this is a good time to maybe take some profits and maybe balance things out a little bit. So that's where I think they should talk to you and see if your plan makes sense for them.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing, I had a conversation on the way up here on the radio. We can reposition things in such a way that you'll keep going up if the market goes up. You're going to keep, a lot of times, we'll improve the performance if the market keeps going up. The only difference is you're not all in.
Right.
right? And if one of these big events happens, it's not going to delay your retirement. It's not going to lower your spending level per month. It's not going to mean that you can't, you know, buy the condo in Arizona.
Sure.
You know, it's just ensuring that we'll be able to get the outcome that we want.
Well, it's like I talk about all the time, and it's kind of my... And I didn't mention this to you before. I didn't set out to be a contrarian.
No, right.
And I'm not just talking about investments. I'm talking about in almost all of my life philosophies that I talk about on the show. I've just come to discover that the masses are usually wrong.
Right.
So that's why I like being a contrarian because...
it pays well.
Yeah. Following the crowd, that's usually not who I want to be, you know, be associated with,
right.
the masses. So yeah, given my philosophy, I think being a little contrarian right now is probably a healthy dose of skepticism.
Yep. Well, I can't thank you enough for joining
thanks,
us.
Zach. Yeah, it's good coming in talking with you.
And for those of you that want the booklet that Dory talked about, you can give us a call. We'll get you that free booklet, Common Sense Investing. And as always, you can give us a call at 866-779-RISK and set up a risk review and or, you know, figure... Ask for the booklet. We can get it sent to you. And, you know, hopefully we can arm you with some more information. So thanks for joining us, Dory. Really appreciate
it.
And hopefully you'll do it again soon.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. Going to take a little break. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Welcome back to the show, and thanks for sticking with us. And if you're just joining us, I apologize because you just missed our guest appearance in the studio. He's a client of ours. He's also an ambassador to some degree for our firm, Dory Monson, and we just had a good talk with him. And I always tell the story that, you know, and again, this isn't putting anybody else down at all. I say it very humbly and very appreciatively, but I first met Dory probably, was that almost a year ago now? And we were doing a retirement seminar where it was our firm and there was an estate planning attorney and we had four or five different professionals put together from different aspects of the whole retirement, you know, complex, if you will. And Dory was the keynote speaker. And he came up to chat with me after I did a presentation and he ended up becoming a client. And I always laugh that when we go do those seminars, you know, I knew that we'd meet some good people and make some and get some good clients. I didn't expect one of them to be Dory, though. So and he's been a great ambassador for us. And he's astute. He knows. I was surprised. I didn't realize that he knew as much about the financial world as he did and was quite the student that he is. And anyway, for those of you that listen to him all the time, I didn't, just because I was always busy, usually working during his show. I listen to it more now. But for those of you that missed it, I think it's great. You can go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com. You can access our podcast page on there. We've done interviews with Dory in the past and, you know, some famed macro investor / economist, Raul Paul, did an hour-long interview on our show. And you can Google him. He's all over the place. He's lucky enough, it was a great get for us on the show here. But yes, there's great content on there, and you can hear more about our philosophy and more about what we're talking about. But if you haven't, what do we talk about all the time on the show? It's risk management, right? It's building a portfolio for you that can weather any storm, because we, you know, Dory's said this and I stole it from him, but you know, he goes, there's a difference between retirement planning and retirement hoping. And when I was a broker, and even when I worked at Russell Investments, who I love, great company, great people. But more specifically, when I was a broker, there's this attitude where you just stay invested and you ride it in and out. And I think that that's phenomenal. It's phenomenal advice for somebody in their 30s or their 40s or somebody that's, you know, more than 10 years out for retirement. Because you can't time markets. There are people that have. The problem is you only hear about the success stories, right? And that's true for us. I've tried it. Not recently, but I've tried it. But what we have found is during periods of heightened risk and heightened valuation, like now, like in 2008, like in 1999, and to some extent, 87 before that, that there's a lot of these risks that we can see, and we just think that for whatever reason it's different this time, that it's going to end up different. And it's always a little bit different, right? There's the old adage that history doesn't always repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And I think that's so prescient and so accurate when it comes to investing because, you know, like Dory and I talked about, there's a reason why Warren Buffett's sitting on so much cash, and it's not because he likes it. He said before he hates cash, right? But why is he sitting on so much cash? The greatest percentage of his balance sheets in cash in the history of Berkshire Hathaway. Why? Well, as the greatest in value investor of all time, I think it's probably because he thinks there's going to be an opportunity to buy more stocks at cheaper prices. And after all, that's what it's about, right? How many of us shop the anniversary sale at Nordstrom's but don't go there the rest of the year? Right? We like to shop there when prices are cheap. Investing's the same way. We make it too complicated. We get caught up in the red arrows and the green arrows and all that kind of stuff. The key is to build a portfolio that suits precisely what it is that you're trying to do. And if you have a portfolio that exposes you to a level of risk that will impede, endanger, or, you know, delay your retirement, then that isn't how you should be. And the other thing is it's not one or the other. And I want to get into this right now. I spoke with a client on the way up to the studio today, or a prospective client, and there's different forms of marketing we do. We do some internet marketing, and this client or this potential client came in through that lens. So he wasn't, you know, somebody that called into the show or somebody that requested a risk review. It was just an online thing that we do. And you know, I asked him to forgive the road noise. I was heading up to the studio, and he's like, "Oh, I've heard your show before." And I went, "Wow," which is the first time that's happened. But anyway, we were talking about it. And he goes, "You know, I've liked what you had to say." And he goes, "It kind of got me looking." And he goes, "You know, I'm torn between the whole Vanguard approach, which is the whole ride it and let it, you know, let it do what it does, and the TJ Young or the Josh Melberg guys on the I think both of them run radio ads too, but primarily on TV, talking about no risk retirements, right? And I think I don't even know if they use the word, but what they're talking about is annuities." And he said to me, he goes, "You know, I'm trying to figure out which direction of that I should go." And I said to him, I go, "You know," I digress. So then we got into a conversation about, he also looked into Fisher Investments. And when you talk about Joshua Melberg and the TJ Young, they're pretty similar. Virtually, you know, in philosophy and the products they offer. On the other side of the ideological spectrum is Fisher Investments, right? And they are truly diametrically opposed in terms of philosophy and practice. The Melbergs and the TJ Youngs are 100% annuity all the time. Ken Fisher doesn't even utilize bonds. He's 100% stocks all the time. And he was basically asking me, he's like, what's your take on it? And I said, well, like most things, I think the truth lies somewhere in the middle. And a lot of the products that TJ Young and Joshua Melberg talk about, and these annuities they talk about that go up with the market, we talk about it too. Okay, but it's misleading. Because if the market's up 40% over 2 years, which has happened, which as a matter of fact happened over 2013, 2014, these products track the market, but you're not going to be up 40% too. That's not how they work, right? You can't get market returns with no risk. What these products typically do, the best ones, give you 40 to 60% of the upside of the stock market. Where we think the value for products like that lies is when we consider the stock market's up an average of about 10.5% to 11%, depending on how you look at it and who you're talking to, per year, that's the historical average. That should mean that those annuities should be cranking out somewhere in the neighborhood of 4.5% to 6% a year, which historically many of them have done. And we think those products are great alternatives to bonds. Because A, they guarantee us against loss. B, they don't have, the ones we use and the ones we advocate, don't have fees at all, so you don't pay for them, which is one of the killers of annuities. Most of the products out there do have high fees, and it's appalling to watch what that can happen to, you know, what that can do to your long-term returns. But because interest rates are so low, and the reason we're in bonds in the first place is security, and I think this is the most important thing to listen to, and I'm not trying to delay it here or play radio games with you. But I really want to highlight this point because almost everybody listening to this show today, whether it's at home or in your kitchen or driving in a car, and if you've got an investment portfolio, you're probably utilizing bonds as your safety net. Or you realize that bonds are kind of a death trap right now because interest rates are at zero and bonds are linked to interest rates, meaning that if interest rates are at zero, they can't go down anymore, right? So that's kind of, you're out of runway. And now with bonds, you're currently receiving a level of interest off bonds that's lower than the inflation rate. So you're effectively losing money. And you're paying a management fee on those bonds to lose money. Right? There's got to be a better alternative out there for bonds. Because like I said, the first thing we're looking at for bonds is security. Nobody's buying bonds because they yield 1.5% after expenses. They're buying them for security. So if we can buy something that's guaranteed not to go down, and it's making, you know, double that the return of bonds, I wouldn't say something like that's a replacement for stocks, but it is for bonds. In addition to that, those annuities, because they're linked to the market, they're not sensitive to interest rates. As a matter of fact, as interest rates rise, they'll probably go up in value. Because that's typically what happens. As interest rates rise, the market goes with it. And so The truth lies somewhere in the middle. We have clients that are 100% in stocks and funds, depending on their age and what's appropriate for them. We have clients that have a significant portion of their amount of money in you know, safe income vehicles, other than annuities, maybe some annuities mixed in there. But it's a great differentiation. It's a great diversification tool in your toolbox, in your investment toolbox. And anybody that tells you that they're bad, which I run into all the time, they haven't done the research. It's bottom line. And I think that's why you can really benefit from ordering the book. There are products out there that you can make 4% to 6% a year in, on average, and be insured against loss, any loss, including your gains. It exists. We wouldn't be sitting here, Dory wouldn't be talking about it on his show, and we wouldn't be sitting here on the air talking about it if it didn't exist. So give us a call at 866-779. Get the book. Get the book that Dory was talking about. I just, again, even if you don't call us, even if you don't do business with us, that's fine. We just want you to be armed with the facts. Because there's a lot of misconceptions out there and there's a lot of investors being misled that don't see the dangers and the simple ways that they can improve their security while not giving up the upside. We're not talking about putting money under the mattress and running and hiding, guys. What we're talking about is actually, we're trying to improve performance. It just so happens we can do it in a way that improves security at the same time and lowers cost. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. And if you're just joining us and you want to hear the Dory interview, go to Know Your Risk Radio. We're going to have it up, knowyourriskradio.com. We'll have the podcast page up there. You can listen to the interview we just did with Dory and some interviews we've done in the past. Great source of information, at least obviously from my perspective. And, you know, if nothing else, you can learn something. So we got to take a quick break here. Stick with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, Go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Welcome back. And as always, thanks for sticking with us. And it's Know Your Risk Radio. And it's all about risk management. And for those of you just joining us, you just missed our interview with Dory Monson a couple segments back. You can go to knowyourriskradio.com and get the full interview, as well as every show we've ever done. Hopefully we've got some, you know, the point is to get you some useful information, things you can use. But again, you can go to knowyourriskradio.com, get all of our podcasts. And like I said, the goal is to make it educational. So hopefully you learn something. But I wanted to get back, and I don't usually do this, but there was a lot going on. And as usual, what I usually do is get sidetracked or off on a topic. Or for those of you that haven't heard the show before, I've had the comments several times. Yeah, Zach, we listened to your show, and it's clear you're passionate. Yeah, that's not a problem for me, especially when it comes to these topics. But getting back to the market update, talking about markets currently, there was some great pieces of, and this doesn't go under the category of investment advice, but these are the kind of things that we're paying attention to. And I almost coughed. I almost spit my coffee across the desk, actually, the other morning. So I was doing my you know, early morning deep dive into financial news and news in general, and just making sure I got a pulse on things. And came across an article in the LA Times. And the title of the article was, you know, maybe stocks have reached a permanently high plateau. Now, to be fair to the writer, he referenced, that wasn't his phrase. And I'll tell you why that phrase caught my eye in a second. There's some of you out there that are probably slapping your steering wheel right now going, I know why he's bringing that up. I can't believe somebody said that again. Well, to be fair, the writer referenced where it came from originally, but then he went on to write an article about maybe that's true this time. And he referenced some professionals in the industry saying, you know, backing that assertion up. And what he was talking about when he said that stocks have reached a permanently high plateau is the number one economist right before the Great Depression was in the United States. He was I believe he was a member of the Federal Reserve, the newly, you know, which was a totally different institution back then, but nonetheless. But he was widely considered the nation's most respected economist back in the 20s, a guy by the name of Irving Fisher. And he made that proclamation that stocks had reached a permanently high plateau 13 days before the first leg of the 85% S&P crash that served as a precursor for the Great Depression. 13 days. Talk about bad timing. When you hear that stuff again, and again, for those of you that haven't heard the show before, I grew up in this industry. I literally had a crib and a brokerage firm. My father and grandfather started a firm back in 83, and I grew up doing this. I went to school at PLU and played football there, and also got my degree in finance and studied economics, and never really thought about doing anything else. And I think I started trading stocks at some degree in my teens. And it's just all I've ever wanted to do. And so, you know, all the books you read and, you know, the George Soros Alchemy of Finance and the Joel Greenblatt books and the books on economics, that's sort of the gold standard of top of market conversation. That's, you know, everybody in this field, well, they should anyway. They know about Irving Fisher and they know about that statement. So I got a big chuckle out of that. Now, what was more interesting to me was in the same day, an article came out that basically summarized an interview with a gentleman by the name of Jeremy Grantham. And Jeremy Grantham, for those of you that don't know, he doesn't have the household name like a Warren Buffett, but He's got a very impressive investing track record. And the name of his firm is GMO Capital, I believe. And much to my surprise, Grantham came out and gave a conversation or gave a talk, gave an interview to the person that wrote this article. And basically said that. Basically said that he thought stocks had reached a permanently high plateau, that mega high valuations were here to stay, which clue into that there, right? There's another guy acknowledging, I don't care what you hear on CNBC or from the mutual fund companies, okay? Which is that's virtually who they always talk to. Take it from a guy that worked in a mutual fund company and one of the most ethical mutual fund companies. But remember, there's a conflict of interest. If they get up there and they tell you that things are about ready to go to hell in a handbasket, that's not good for business, right? Their business is built on an inflow of client funds. And nobody signs up for a tail kicking, right? So you got to always keep that in mind. But no matter what you hear on CNBC or you talk, anybody that says market valuations aren't extreme right now, I don't know where they get that. They'll cite forward PE ratings, which forward PE is a joke. It's like buying a company on what the... Basically, if you trust forward earnings, forward PE ratios, basically you'd be buying a stock based on what the CEO said they're going to do in the future, which, you know, none of us would ever buy a company like that. So when people quote forward earnings, I always laugh because nobody knows the future. But when you look at current earnings, and it's one of the highest stock market valuations of all time. And so Grantham's argument is that for various reasons, including more regulation and low interest rates, that he thinks those high valuations are here to stay. And he's a hard guy to argue with. Okay, but what I'm telling you is that he may be right. Because we're watching the Fed. Dory talked about it earlier in the segment. You know, what's driving this market is printed money and debt. And this game can go on for a lot longer, which is why we don't put all of our eggs in one basket. Which is why I always giggle when clients sit back and, now you're really advocating annuities. No, not at all. We've got clients that don't have them. But for some of our clients, that's a good part of the portfolio. And if you call us, I'll explain exactly why. Just lay out the facts. Basically, it comes down to this. Bonds, right? We got to have a portion of our portfolio that's safe. And if you buy the correct fixed indexed annuity, and there's tons of them out there that aren't, it's going to perform better than bonds and insure you against loss. I mean, it's that simple. So remember, our approach is not about being scared or being a chicken or not riding the market up. You know, if you're one of those investors that thinks the market's going to 30,000 or 40,000, like I've heard some people say, and you've got 30 or 40% in bonds, we can improve your performance. I'm not guaranteeing that. Obviously, there are no guarantees. Past performance is no, you know the disclaimer, past performance is no guarantee of future results. But chances are you're still an investor that's got some portion of your portfolio that's the go-to, right? If all else fails, this is what it is. But I got news for you. If markets keep going up, interest rates are going up with them. And the bonds you own are going to get killed. Which is why we go back to what we're saying, risk management. Have a portfolio that works no matter what happens. That's what we're shooting for. Because Jeremy Grantham's a really smart guy with a great track record. We want to pay attention. Do I think he's right? No. I think that he's exhausted from fighting the fight, much like I am to some degree. I think that most value investors get exhausted at the top. I can also tell anecdotally from our clients that are calling in and getting frustrated we didn't buy this stock or we didn't buy that stock. And I just tell them, look, I told you when you signed up, we're a value shop. We buy value. Okay, we don't chase the trend. And so, but that doesn't mean we go hide. That doesn't mean we run. We can't time markets. Nobody can. And if that's what you're looking for, don't call us. But also, don't invest a lot of money with that person because you're going to lose 9 out of 10 times. You might win once, but you give up all those gains in the next time down the road. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Like I said, we can arm you with some information, guys. There's easier, safer ways to do this. And it all goes down to diversification. And the reason you haven't heard about it is because it doesn't suit the financial firm's games, right? We're a registered investment advisor. We're a fiduciary, which means we are obligated by law to do what's best for our clients, regardless of what that means for us. So give us a call. At least arm yourself with the education. Give us a call at 1-866-779-RISK or go to the radio show website at knowyourriskradio.com and request that free booklet. Doesn't cost you anything. No strings attached. We'll get it to you, and we'll get it to you soon. And just arm yourself with the facts. It's all the facts. Dory talks about it on his show all the time. And, again, we're not trying to time markets. We're not running and hiding. We're simply deploying a greater level of diversification at the same time lowering fees. And we're doing it to increase upside, too. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. Like I was saying earlier in the show, the truth lies somewhere in the middle. We can deploy both the Fisher approach, stocks, funds, ETFs, and really safe products like these annuities that are insured against loss that we use to replace bonds. Lowers your fees, lowers your risk. So anyway, give us a call. Got to run, got to take a quick break. Stick with us through the break, though. We'll be right back. We're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Okay, welcome back. And for those of you just joining us, stick around for a little bit. Don't just, I know I've been in your shoes before. You're scanning the dials looking for somebody whose voice you recognize, MedVet or Rush. And I'm not, I realize that I don't exactly fill the place, but this isn't your just typical weekend show. We're actually trying to give you information, explain what's going on in the world, and, give people something they can work with, something that'll hopefully improve your life. Because that is the goal. Like I said, one of the reasons we do this, one of the reasons that I became an investment manager, was to help people out. And hopefully improve the lives of our clients. So this is one of my favorite sections. Again, for those of you who haven't heard the show before, I started off my career working for Russell Investments, straight out of college, got my finance degree at Pacific Lutheran, and was really sure that I wanted to go on the institutional side. I grew up literally, my father and grandfather founded a firm in 1983, a brokerage firm. So I grew up in the brokerage industry. It's all I've ever wanted to do. Didn't really have much of a choice, or didn't give myself one, rather. And it's just always been a passion of mine. And I love translating this stuff and arming normal investors and everyday people. And also, serving as somebody that can translate the nonsense you hear. Most of these guys throw in all this vernacular and all these terms because I just think they like to hear themselves talk and sound super smart. And so what we try to do is we try to boil it down to plain language, because most people understand a lot more than they think they do. It's just the jargon. It's like the club, sound smart. So we try to break that down. And one of my favorite segments in doing that, and I digress. So we started the career at Russell Investments and then became a broker at three of the big firms on Wall Street. So saw the inside, saw how the sausage was made, for lack of a better term. And that's kind of how Bulwark Capital came around. Just we wanted to do things in a different way. I was very disillusioned with the asset management industry as a whole after 2008. Many of you heard me talk about that. You know, I'm not one of those guys that saw the whole subprime thing coming on. I'm not one of those guys that made a bunch of money on it, but it was a situation where we pulled out clients who we were advising on at the time. Even though I was at Russell, I was advising some clients on the outside, and then also personal money and family money, pulled it out of the markets in late 2007. And the idea behind that simply was, you know, we're not trying to time markets. When you see these situations, though, like we see housing going up at 8% a year, you know, you don't need to be a math major to realize that's unsustainable, especially when it's nationwide. If you see that in a pocket somewhere, it's not as concerning because there can be a reason, you know, like real estate in Seattle is going nuts. A big part of that is 0% interest rates. There's no question about it. But a big part of it is the economic expansion of places like Amazon and Google, you know, in Seattle. And that's a big part of it, right? That explains some of it. But when you see it over an entire country, like we saw, it became very clear to me, just, hey, we'll wait till housing starts rolling over and that's a good time to get out and see where things go, right? We're not trying to time it. Well, it ended up being a much better move than we thought it would. I just thought we'd get a good solid pullback and kind of a reset and, you know, made us look a lot smarter in hindsight. But the reason I bring that up is, you know, some of these things are pretty avoidable. You know, again, you don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be an economics major to understand this stuff. And so, you know, when you can get out of the way, why not, right? Why not eliminate some of that risk and see where things shake out? You know, like we talk about all the time, you go in and talk to these advisors, all they talk about is growth. All they talk about is growth. We know that there are certain times where avoiding losses is more important, like right before retirement or when you're in retirement. Right? You lose 50% on a portfolio, the loss hurts, but you've got to make 100% to make up that loss. So the prevention of loss and risk management should be one of the number one things we talk about, but that's not what most advisors talk about. So this is why we do the Financial Advisor Challenge. Okay, so in the Financial Advisor Challenge, I'm going to give you ideas. I want you to talk to the person that is currently helping you with investing. And I want you to hear what they have to say. I don't want you to just take my word for it. Because here's what happens. The vast majority of time I sit down with a client that has an advisor or somebody that they work with, they take them, you know, a rendition of what I tell them. Usually it's not exact, but a rendition of what I tell them. They go to their advisor and their advisor tells them all the reasons I'm wrong. Now, the advisor points to things that I think are interesting to illustrate his point, to prove that I'm wrong, and he points to historical performances. For instance, he tells you don't, he talks about, oh, annuities, you're horrible, and blah, 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 and you got to have bonds because bonds average 5% or 5.5%, and he's going to show you the last 40 years. And I look at him and I say, okay, but you're talking about, if we're talking about bonds over the last 35 years, interest rates have fallen from their record level in the early 80s for the last 35 years. Beautiful little glide path all the way down. Being in bonds has been phenomenal. As a matter of fact, over the last 19 years, believe this or not, again, if you've heard me talk on the show, you probably heard me say this. In the last 19 years, as a bond investor, you actually made more than you did in the stock market, taking way less risk. So ask your portfolio manager or your advisor, why do we have bonds? Now, I don't mean to give you the answer before you ask him, but what he's going to tell you is to limit risk or to limit the risk in your portfolio, limit the downside. Okay, then you ask him, well, are bonds guaranteed not to lose? Well, no, he's going to tell you, but they're much less likely to lose than stocks. And if they do, they lose less. And you go, okay, so the reason we have them in there then is because it's the secure part of our investment. We know it's not going to make more than bonds over or stocks over a long period of time, but it provides more stability. And he's going to go, yeah. And you go, okay, well, if we could find something that's safer, i.e. something that's guaranteed not to go down, something that's cheaper, i.e. has zero annual cost basis, and has much better growth and has grown a lot better over the last 10 years, wouldn't that be better to sub in for bonds? So ask them that question. Ask him that. See what he has to say. Now, from being in those offices, from knowing that spiel inside and out, what I can tell you and what I can tell you from other clients that have taken this advice and actually done that, he's going to stumble around looking for an answer because he doesn't have one.
He doesn't even know why he's giving you the recommendations he's giving you. He's sticking your information into a computer and it's spitting out a portfolio based on historical results. The problem with that is that historical results, especially as it relates to bonds, don't apply because rates have never been here before. Bonds have never been at this high a valuation. So the reason he's prescribing them to you is because of what they've done, not because of what they're going to do. And when the safe part of your portfolio, bonds, in a 0% interest rate environment, interest rates start rising, when the safe money in your portfolio begins losing you money, that's a problem. So anyway, for our solution, give us a call, 866-779-RISK, or call in and ask for the book. The booklet, Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement, will show you a great strategy to limit your risk and improve on the bonds. Get a safe part of your portfolio that actually makes more than the inflation rate and doesn't cost you anything. So if you don't make anything in a given year, you don't pay anything. And it's that simple. But ask your advisor those questions. Ask them, why do we have bonds and is there something better? So anyway, thanks for listening. Again, call us at 866-779-RISK to get your copy of the new booklet. We'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.